produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
I've walked a lonely road, borne some heavy loads. Sin had consumed my life, and every day was a fight. I had forged my path right beneath God's wrath. I lived life my way.
Bye. Good morning, and happy Thursday. More importantly, happy August. This is Tammy Polk, your host of the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast, and you guys are in for a treat. Today, this day, August 11th, is my birthday. I am blessed to be 41 years old today. I am grateful, so grateful to God to still be in the land of the living. I know people say that a lot, but for those of you who have followed my journey since December, just with everything that has gone on, I am truly beyond ecstatic and grateful to be here with you today. As always, the song that you heard before the show started is from my dear friend and church member, Amber Patterson DePaola. Please seek her out if you have been enjoying the music. If you would like to get it on CD or a digital download, please reach out to me and let me know. I will connect you with her to get that. So in honor of my birthday, I normally talk about embracing the new year as being on your birthday. But here's the thing. One thing that I have found is that a lot of people simply don't understand how to celebrate themselves. And that's what I want to get into today. My older brother and I always had this running joke. Every year when I call him on his birthday, he's always at work. And I say to him, you know what? Have I taught you nothing about being at work on your birthday? And he says to me, well, sis, it's just another day. And it's really not. Your birthday is the one day where it is okay to make everybody feel as though the world revolves around you. Because for that one day, it does. This is the one day of the year that if you can avoid it, because I know with some jobs you can, and I'm going to get into that in just a second, that you should take off work and do what you love to do, know how to do, and enjoy doing that doesn't involve doing anything for anybody else. This is the one day of the year where it can be for you, by you, and about you. Growing up, my birthday was very, very important to me. And with me having an August birthday, I love the fact that I was never in school on my birthday until my state got creative and started moving up the dates. But even with that, I was never in school on my birthday. And when I started working my job in the ministry, and we were able to choose the weeks that we worked, it didn't matter if I had to work the entire month of June and the entire month of July, if it meant that I did not work the week of my birthday. And depending on what day of the week my birthday was on, I wouldn't work at all during the month of August, because we always stopped our ministry at least 2 weeks before school started. Because everybody who was involved in this particular ministry were high school students. And I would never forget when the end of the year banquet fell on my birthday and we were required to be there. Y'all, I had an attitude the entire time. but they did sing happy birthday to me, and that made me feel a little bit better. And they gave me a little miniature cake of my own. It was red velvet, actually, which I do enjoy every now and then. But I learned the importance of taking the time to celebrate myself. And that feeling was put into overdrive in January of 2002 when I started working for a local nonprofit whose nationwide corporate policy was that your birthday was a paid holiday. So when July would come around and I would get ready to ask for that day off, and I would get that absence request form, I would laugh every time because birthday was actually listed on the form. It wasn't that you marked other and then wrote in birthday. No, 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 no. Birthday was actually one of the boxes that you checked, like doctor's appointment, illness, bereavement. It was an actual spot on the form. So for 4.5 years, my birthday was a paid holiday. And even after my time in that job was done, if I did work on my birthday, it was because it was unavoidable. The first time I ever worked on my birthday was because it was the first day of school. And I was working for a daycare at the time, and I drove the bus for the older kids to go to school. My boss had to practically beg me to come to work that day. She promised me that I would only work half the day, which she held to. But that was the first time in my adult life that I worked on my birthday. The second time was because it was picture day, and no teacher wants to miss picture day. So that was the second time. And the third time was because there was a brunch event that was coming to my city that I really wanted to be a part of. So I signed up to be on the panel and to vend at this particular event. And then I celebrated after. But I said all of that to say, this is the day that you make a big deal out of. This is a day where you should actually be planning and preparing for it. So that's the next thing that I want to do, is just to give you some tips and tools and strategies. Some of this stuff is going to sound extremely elementary, but I'm telling you, it will make celebrating your birthday a whole lot easier. So here we go. The first thing, if you have vacation time and your birthday is coming up, if you are under the sound of my voice, go ahead now and go through the process to be off that day. Whatever paperwork you have to fill out, whatever website you have to go to, if you need to ask somebody to switch shifts with you or anything like that so that, you know, you're covered, or anything that you need to do for you to be able to have that day, start doing it now. One thing about me, when I worked for the nonprofit, They got my absence request for the following year, the day after my birthday. And if it was the weekend, I actually scanned, signed, and emailed it to my boss so that they would have it on record. And each time I would do that, I would laugh because I did the same thing to my parents as a child. I gave them the list of things that I wanted for my next birthday, the day after my birthday, so that they would have an entire year to prepare. So in my mind, if I gave you my list a year early, there was absolutely no reason why I couldn't have what I wanted for my next birthday. So start now asking for that time. If it's a month away, 3 months away, 6 months away, or it has already happened this year, go ahead and put in whatever needs to be done for you to have your day. The second thing that I want to say is join the email list of your favorite restaurants, stores, and companies. Now, you may say, Tammy, why would you suggest something like that? From the time I turned 14, I have never paid to eat on my birthday. And it is because I joined so many rewards clubs and loyalty clubs and birthday clubs over the years that I have food from about 15 to 20 different places here in Memphis where I live every year. And for some, it's an entree. For some, it may be an appetizer. Some people, it's a dessert. Others, it's a physical gift card or it's a physical discount. Whatever it is, or wherever you like to go, whatever you like to do, get on their list, whether it's an email list, an actual loyalty program that you enroll in, get on their list. That way, even if you say, you know what, I'm off work, you know, but I don't have the money to do anything for myself. Or you may say, well, I'm not going to take off for my birthday because I don't have the money to do anything for myself. Going around town collecting birthday food is a lot of fun. And not only that, you will probably end up getting very full very, very quickly. And if you want to know some of the places that I go every year that actually provide, you know, entrees or appetizers or physical food, find me on Facebook. I'll be glad to tell you. But that right there can be a journey. The last time I did a run for every place that I went to, I had food for 3 days. It was insane, but it was a lot of fun. The third thing that I would say is, and this is going to be difficult, but find a birthday twin. Whether their day is your day, the day before, the day after, or a couple of days after, find someone to celebrate with. I did that for the first time last week with three of the ladies that I am in a public speaking group with. Our birthdays were literally days apart. And I got the three of them together at my bookstore and we had lunch together. I catered in lunch along with a special cupcake for everyone, and we just sat there for about an hour and a half and just relaxed. We exchanged gifts. Well, I gave everyone gifts, and one other lady gave everybody gifts. But it was just about sitting still, unplugging, and having somebody else there physically with you on your day. When I do my August Baby Businesswoman Facebook group, this is one of the first things that I do. I ask the women in my group to find that special birthday person, not just to celebrate with, but to use as an accountability partner throughout your year. One of the things that I did with the ladies was I gave each one of them a copy of my book, The Dynamically Different Year, for the woman born in August. And now we are going to be meeting quarterly to help each other to work through what is there and then to just celebrate each other's accomplishments and goals and things of that sort. So I want you, again, first, do what you need to do to have that day off. Second, join the loyalty programs of your favorite stores and restaurants. Three, find someone to celebrate with, whether their birthday is the day before yours, the same day, or the day after. I wouldn't do anyone more than a week apart. Because I don't want you to lose your momentum or feel like you're alone. The fourth thing that I will say is have an outfit for your day. Now, there may be some guys who may listen to this and I'm like, oh, I don't go through all of that. But for us ladies, you should have something special to wear on your day. This year, the lady who makes my shirts for me sent me a t-shirt that says, walking into my new year with my 5 G's, grace, grit, growth, and gratitude. Well, 4 of them, grace, grit, growth, and gratitude. And my heart skipped a beat almost, because that's exactly what I'm doing. So when you look at this outfit or look for this outfit, it needs to be something that speaks to your personality, that speaks to celebrating, something that's going to flatter you, something that's going to make you smile when you put it on. You know, make sure, you know, if you can, get your hair done, your nails done, pamper yourself. Your birthday should be the one day that you are almost unrecognizable because you took the time, spent the money, and made the effort to make it so. That's exactly what I did for myself this week and will continue to do for the rest of the week. This is the one day where the most important person celebrating you should be you. If you don't get a single call, text, DM, I am, or email today, I want you to be able to pillow your head and say, I celebrated me. I took myself to eat. I dressed up. I bought myself something that I wanted. This is the day to do it. Open your eyes that day. Thank God for letting you still be here. And then get on everybody's nerves as you celebrate. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Once again, my name is Tammy Polk. This has been the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast, but I dare not end my show without thanking two very special people. Nicole Gates, the woman who lovingly bullied me into having this radio show in the first place. I know that you yourself are a fellow Leo and August baby and that you are still celebrating. I wish you well as you continue to do so. And thank you so much always for your unwavering support. To Kayla Padgett, our network owner and CEO, God bless you, sweetheart, and God keep you as you continue to take care of your mom and your sister and continuing to launch new networks all over the world. Blessings and favor to you and to your team. We love you and we continue to pray for you. All right, everybody, as always, God bless, Godspeed in all that you do. Keep charging, eat a cookie, handle business, celebrate your birthday, and I will see you in September. Bye for now.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.